welcome to WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score, where we feature film and television soundtracks and scores. I am Margot Pelletier.
And I am Lisa Thomas.
And we are your hosts. At the top of the show, you heard the theme song to the late 1950s television series, Peter Gunn, with music composed by Henry Mancini.
Today we're going to play various compositions spanning the musical career of Italian-American film and television composer Henry Mancini. Mancini was born in the Little Italy neighborhood of Cleveland and was raised in West Aliquippa, a steel town near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. His father, Quinto, was a steel worker who had Henry take piccolo lessons at the age of 8. A few years later, Henry started taking piano lessons, and father and son together joined the Aliquippa Italian immigrant band, where both played the flute in the band.
After graduating from high school, Mancini attended the Juilliard School of Music in New York. In 1943, after just 1 year at Juilliard, Mancini was drafted into the United States Army. 3 years later, when he was back in the States, Mancini became the pianist and the arranger for the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and then went on to work for the music department of Universal Pictures. He worked at Universal for about 6 years and contributed music to over 100 films. By 1958, he decided to go out on his own as a music composer and arranger. It was about this time that he ran into the director, Blake Edwards, just outside a barber shop. And in this chance encounter, or perhaps by some fatalistic design, Edwards invited Mancini to compose music for his upcoming television series, Peter Gunn. And the rest is history. As many of you know, Henry Mancini went on to score countless film and television projects, but he's best known for his music in the film Breakfast at Tiffany's and in the Pink Panther film franchise.
While we are celebrating Mancini's masterpieces, we are also happy today to participate in a June pledge drive for WGXC. If you enjoy listening to programs here and the many programs that we have at 90.7 FM WGXC, we're asking you to call in this morning and make a contribution to the station at whatever level you can afford. No donation is too small, and we really mean that. In fact, to get you in the giving spirit, we have a special guest here today who would like to say something about our station and why we should all be here on the airwaves. Her name is Bailey Blake, not to be mistaken for other Baileys known around town, but Bailey Blake came all the way from New York City, and she's 4 years old, and she is known as BB to her good friends and family. So, BB, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for joining us. Can you tell us how people can make a pledge, like where they can call?
Yes.
Okay, what's the number, BB?
518-882-9090.
That's great. You said that nice and slow so people can hear it. So it's 518-828-0290?
Yep.
Super. Thanks so much for letting us know where we can call. Do you have anything else you'd like to say to us, Bailey?
Well, there's WXCG.
WXCG. Yeah, we turn it around here sometimes. Super. So, yeah, if you want to support WGXC, it's as easy as can be, right, Bailey?
Yes.
All right. So, again, that number, 518-828-0290 is the number to call in. And we're trying to reach $10,000, right, Bailey?
Right.
All right. So, I think we're about halfway there, but we need to get that other $5,000. Today, there's actually a matching pledge of $1,000. So, if you call in with a donation of 20, it actually goes up to 40. If you could give 50, it goes to 100. So, oh, I hear the phone's ringing. It's working. Bailey, let's say the number once more.
518-828-0290.
Perfect. That's just like a rock star radio DJ, BB. We have another track by Henry Mancini, which we'd like to dedicate to Frank Cuthbert from Athens, New York. We ran into Frank the other day, right, Margo?
That's right.
Frank himself is a singer-songwriter, and he donated to the station, like Lisa said, a few days ago when we ran into him. He dug deep into his pocket while singing his rendition of Moon River. So, Frank, if you're listening, this one's for you. Here's a jazzed-up version of Moon River by Henry Mancini.
Right, you just heard Moon River Cha-Cha, music by Henry Mancini from the 1961 film Breakfast at Tiffany's. Before his death in 1994, Mancini, who won an Oscar for the score to Breakfast at Tiffany's, acknowledged that with the song Moon River, he had written the melody of his lifetime.
Wow, well, that must be an amazing feeling. The soundtrack to Breakfast at Tiffany's was released in 1961. And had many great tracks, like this one from the infamous party scene within the film. I don't know how many of you have seen the film, but you might want to rewatch it to see this party where Holly Golightly has a cigarette holder that's about 15 inches long. There's martinis all around, and I'm sure that that scene got more people smoking and drinking. It was such a hip and cool scene.
Yeah, it's one of the best party scenes ever filmed, I think. So check out Breakfast at Tiffany's when you get a chance. Here is the music from that scene. Enjoy.
Thank you.
all. Okay, we just heard Something for Cat, followed by Mr. Yunioshi, and that we just finished up that little segment with Hubcaps and Taillights, all from the 1961 film soundtrack Breakfast at Tiffany's, music composed by Henry Mancini.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to myself, Margot, and Lisa, and Bailey Blake, and Diana Abadie here at The Score, where today we are featuring the music by the late and great film and television composer Henry Mancini. We're also doing our part to help out with WGXC's June $10,000 pledge drive, and we're asking you to help keep WGXC on air by pledging any amount right now. The number is
518-828-0290. Let's give to
this radio station.
All right, Bailey. So Bailey's 4 years old. She's just learning how to read. So that was really good, Bailey. What's the number? Is it 518?
518-828-0290.
Awesome. So we should all call that number, and we'll be in good company. There's a few people that have already given today, and we want to thank them for their donations. We do want to thank them. John McInerney of Athens, New York gave a donation. So thank you, John. Hope you're having a nice Sunday. Mary Ellen Gallagher, also of Athens, New York, gave a donation. And Greg of Catskill, New York. So thank you for helping to keep our little community radio station here in the area on air. So as you know, you can make your pledge by phone, because we have announced that number, right? 518-828-0290. Or you can drop by the station and come say hi to Bailey. You can meet her in person at 704 Columbia Street right here in Hudson. We'll be here until noon. You can also mail your donation to WGXC, payable to WGXC, and that address is 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York. The zip is 12405. So again, if you want to send it in by mail, WGXC is who you make your check out to, and the address 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. And if all of that just sounds like it's going to take way too much time out of your Sunday, you can just simply go online to WGXC.org, click on the June 10K Pledge Drive button. It's super simple, and you can give any amount. Isn't that right, BB?
Right.
Any amount. We appreciate it. All right. She's waning. She's poor. She needs her nap, but she's here to help. All right, Margo, what's coming up, or what's about to happen?
Well, coming off a double Oscar win for his Breakfast at Tiffany's score, Henry Mancini created the score for the safari comedy Hatari, directed by Howard Hawks and starring John Wayne. While the executives at Paramount hoped for another theme song as memorable as Moon River was for Breakfast at Tiffany's, the tune that ended up being the most memorable in Hatari was not the theme, but instead was a whimsical, jazzy tune entitled Baby Elephant Walk. Thank you.
While almost all the music we are featuring today was written by Mancini, this next song was written by the French film composer Francis Lay. The song, which was an enormous hit for Lay, was magnificently recorded with a full orchestra by Henry Mancini and Shirley Bassey. We're talking about none other than the theme song for the film Love Story, so enjoy that one.
That was the theme from Love Story, written by the French composer Francis Lay, but recorded by Henry Mancini. And speaking of love, one of the things that I would like to personally say about why I love WGXC and why I make sure I make time once a month to volunteer here at the station is its eclectic group of programmers and their amazing offerings, be they local news, music of all kinds, much of it not ever played on commercial stations, children shows, shows run by children, food shows, nature shows, comedy shows, you name it, we probably bring it to you. And this all seems, finally, to bridge the gap between Greene and Columbia counties.
That's right. And we've come to know so many great people as a result of our little station that could, many of whom I'm sure we never would have known otherwise. It also helps us to get a better sense of our community right here in our own backyards of Greene and Columbia counties. Sunday, for example, you can hear so much great programming. We got Effie back in the studio after a little hiatus. He's going to be doing In the Cut today. Juan Sanchez has his show, which is so great, called Latino America. Of course, everybody knows that's followed by the Lile Litan show representing the Haitian community. And if that were not enough, we have the Tiki Bar, one of my favorites. The Bangla show is also super great. Tony Fallon's Irish show later in the evening. And if you want, you can conclude your evening listening to Jill Sutton's Sunday Night Mixtape. So what a great weekend. What a great Sunday lineup we have. But all the days here are great. But that's what we can hear today. And so there's so much great programming, right, Margo?
Yes. And if any of this or all of this is the type of programming you want to hear on air and that you appreciate, please call in with a donation right now. The number, it's 518-828-0290.
That's right. And what's so important to know is that there's an anonymous matching donor out there who is willing to match up to $1,000. So if you only have $5 to give, that turns into $10. If you can afford more, like $50, that turns into $100. So if you're thinking of pledging in the next couple days before our drive is over, now is a really, really good time because your donation will be doubled up to that $1,000 matching level. We have a few other people we'd like to thank right now for donating. We were out on the streets yesterday and we hit up Brick Row. If people don't know Brick Row, it's over there in Athens. Like literally if you got in a boat and you went across the Hudson River from Hudson, you would end up in Athens, or you might even end up on Brick Row. So who contributed? We had Sarah Milstein on Brick Row, who gave a little donation. So thank you, Sarah. Minu Lichi. We had Arthur Kisselber, and we had Anthony Morris, all who live on Brick Row, and they gave a nice donation. And we also had Muriel Cook of Athens. We want to thank Muriel as well. And there's someone in particular that we want to do a shout out to because she gives every single fund drive. And that's Deborah Samuels out of Catskill, New York. No matter what drives we're doing, Deb's always there. She's a consistent supporter. So thank you, Deb, for always being there for WGXC. There's a lot of support from Greene County, Columbia County, and maybe even Southern Albany counties if you're listening. We hope that you're enjoying the day and enjoying our airwaves. And if you can make a contribution, the number to call in is 518-828-0290. So we have another track coming up from The Score for Henry Mancini, and it's called Experiment in Terror. So enjoy this one.
Thank you.
That was Experiment in Terror by Henry Mancini.
It's impossible to speak about Henry Mancini without eventually speaking about the music that he created over the years for all 8, or maybe it was 9, Pink Panther films. His theme for the Pink Panther film is immediately recognizable. It's the type of theme music that the studios and film directors dream about getting out of their composers. It's the kind of music that comes out of an artist, if they're lucky, once or twice in their lifetime. Mancini is among the few exceptions to this. Throughout his career, he was able to create film and television theme songs that feel like we've always known them. His themes bring notes to and strike chords that speak to a deep yearning and or a playfulness that lives within the soul. And as such, his themes become embedded in our collective consciousness.
The Pink Panther theme by Henry Mancini. There were actually many, many great tracks composed over the years for the Pink Panther film franchise, and so there were a lot of different soundtracks that were produced. These next songs are some of our favorites, and they're all from the various Pink Panther film soundtracks, and were, of course, all composed by Mancini. So enjoy these next few songs.
Thank you.
You just heard Shot in the Dark, followed by Belly Belly Bum Bum, and lastly, The Return of the Pink Panther. These tracks were all composed by Henry Mancini as part of the music he created over the years for the Pink Panther films. We're going to announce the number that you can call in to donate one more time, and our young guest has returned with more energy, and here she goes to tell you the number.
5188 2 8 0 2 9 0.
Yeah, there's another number you can call. Great job, BB. There's another number you can call, which is 518-697-7400, if you want to call into the station to make a pledge. And you know what? There's a couple premiums, and I saw there was the sheet that had been lying here, and I didn't know it was here. And I'm going to tell people, if they make a pledge now, some of the great things they can get. So there's a handcrafted walking hiking stick made by Ed Furtick of The Right Opinion. And so you can get that. That can be yours. There's only one of them. And for a $200 minimum pledge, that can be yours. And it's made from locally salvaged wood. So again, for a $200 pledge, you can have that. There is some gift certificates, one from Lovely in Catskill, which is a great shop boutique, which is open downtown Catskill on Main Street. And for a $100 minimum pledge, you can get a $50 gift certificate. They have all sorts of great gifts and home goods and local independent designers. So support Lovely, even if you can't do a $100 pledge. And look, someone's calling right now for that. And we also have a gift certificate to Magpie Books in Catskill. Magpie is a great new used bookstore on Main Street. And Margo, the books look like brand new, even though they're used, right?
They definitely look like brand new books. The woman has been collecting them for years.
Yeah.
They're in great shape, and she has wonderful taste.
So Christina's the owner over there, and for a $60 pledge, you get a $30 gift certificate. So that's a really good value because her books are priced really reasonably. You can get a great book for like $5 or $10. So for a $60 pledge, you get a $30 gift certificate, and you'll get a stack of books for that from Magpie Books on Main Street, Catskill. So once again, the number 518-697-7400. And please call. We have one more track coming up for you. And as always, Margo has some parting words. So what do you have to say today, Margo?
My favorite composition of Mancini's is Moon River from the film Breakfast at Tiffany's. I especially like the simple rendition sung by the actress Audrey Hepburn, who plays Holly Golightly in the film. For me, it embodies a kind of rite of passage that the young and the good kind of crazy transverse, especially in New York City. Artists of a kind, with a gnawing ambition that already knows defeat and yet is never relinquished. Until next month, be good to yourselves, be better to your neighbors, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score.
Style someday, old dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way to drifter. To see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend.